Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and with us now we have Teresa Lee. She's a classical pianist, and she's going to play a little music for us. She's also known as the first dreamer. That's right. In 2001, her story inspired Senator Dick Durbin, Democrat from Illinois, to introduce the DREAM Act, the first piece of legislation to advocate for legalizing young immigrants brought to the U.S. illegally by their parents. Here's Dick Durbin talking about Teresa's story on the Senate floor in 2014.
The DREAM Act all started with this young lady, Teresa Lee, Korean, brought to the United States at the age of two, grew up in a poor family in Chicago, and had an amazing musical talent, was accepted at the Manhattan Conservatory of Music and the Juilliard School of Music, and because she was undocumented, had no place to go. Her mother called our office, her mother, who incidentally worked night and day in a dry cleaning establishment in Chicago, and said, what can we do? The law had no real answer other than to say to this then 18-year-old girl, go back to where you came from for 10 years and try to come here legally. That was the law. I introduced the DREAM Act, and since then we've seen a growth in support for this because it is only fair. You cannot, should not, hold children responsible for the decisions and wrongdoing of their parents. These kids deserve a chance.
Dick Durbin on the Senate floor in 2014. Teresa Lee is now a doctoral candidate and faculty member at the Manhattan School of Music and an advocate for immigrant rights. And because this is a story about how the love of music inspired political action, here to help me interview Teresa is music lover Elliot Forrest, who is the weekday afternoon host on our classical station, WQXR. Hi, Elliot. Thank you so much for partnering with me on this.
Thank you so much for having me, Brian. It's great to be here.
And Teresa Lee, welcome to WNYC.
Thanks for having me.
So we just heard from Senator Durbin how powerful your story was to him, how it inspired him. What was that story from your point of view? How did you reach out or get reached out to by Senator Durbin?
Well, I'll tell you as quickly as I can. When I was about 16, I was of age to start looking into colleges, and my artistic director, Anne Monaco at Merritt School of Music, she approached me and asked, what colleges are you planning on applying to? And she was assuming that I would say something like Juilliard or Manhattan School of Music or one of the art conservatories. And because, you know, I had just won a big competition, I got to perform the Tchaikovsky Piano Concerto with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra. And I had started sort of a performance career during my teen years. And I told Anne Monaco that I'm not going to college. Because I didn't tell her why, but in my mind, I wasn't going to college because I was undocumented, and I had the notion that because I was undocumented, colleges won't accept me, and that was true at that time. Today, the colleges are different across the country. But Anne Monaco proceeded to say, what are you thinking? I'm going to print out 10 application forms for you right now. And so she gave them to me and asked me to fill them out as best I could and bring them back to her. So I did. I brought them back to her the next day and filled them out as much as I could. And she saw on my application forms that I was actually born in Brazil. And, you know, I look Asian. So that confused her. Then she saw my Social Security number box was empty. She said, go back home to your parents and ask them for your Social Security number. And I said, okay.
And that was extremely emotional for you, right? To take that back. What happened that night?
Absolutely. And so actually that night, I didn't even show it to my parents. I just brought them back to her the next day. Empty as it was the day before, and she said, why is this empty? And I said, I was, it was very emotional, I was hysterical, and I was in tears, and I told her, please don't report me to the police.
And you hadn't come out to anybody at that point. No one knew that your teachers, no one knew you. You were undocumented at that point.
That's right. So
you
she
had kept
was,
that secret as a family.
We knew our entire childhood, you know, since I was a young kid, and we had to keep this quiet because if anyone knew, our parents, our friends, or, you know, you just didn't know who was going to turn us in and separate our family apart.
I was going to say, just briefly, if you could, South Korean family, you were born in Brazil, then moved to the United States. What was the reason for this trajectory?
Well, a reason, just like many people that migrate, because of the aftermath of the Korean War, there was a lot of destruction, and it was almost a third world country in Korea at that time. And my parents took this chance to start over in South America. And then they were robbed completely, and if you can believe it, by a family member. And so they had to start over. And this time they started over in Chicago.
Our time is going so quickly. And I know you're going to play for us. So here we are at this moment where the Trump administration just rescinded DACA. Some would say Trump won the election because of his extreme anti-immigrant stance, though there's a debate about whether he's trying to save it by putting it into Congress and all of that. But the target generally is immigrant Mexicans. And I'm curious, what does it mean to you that you are, in a way, the poster child for the DREAM Act, the first dreamer? But some might say too idealized an immigrant for the movement's own good. Korean, not Mexican, a classical pianist, elite in the Western tradition, a model minority, quote unquote, to use that expression. Does your story make it harder for people to be ordinary and still perceived by the white public as deserving DACA?
That's a great question. So first of all, immigration in the country is not a Mexican problem. It's not a Latino problem. It's a worldwide problem. Obviously, I'm not Latino, Latina, but a lot of Asians are also undocumented. A lot of European immigrants are undocumented. We have undocumented activists that are out of the shadows, as they call it, from Latvia, from France, from Germany. We're undocumented from countries from all over the world.
How much activism do you do?
I do a lot of activism day and night. I've been working locally in Uptown Manhattan and New York State level. I've been pushing for the Liberty Act, which was a legislation this past year that would make New York a sanctuary state. And we worked so hard. And just on Friday, actually, this is a little glimmer of good news, is that Governor Cuomo announced an executive order stating that New York is a sanctuary state and by limiting cooperation between local and federal agents.
What are you going to play for us?
I will play for you a piece by Frédéric Chopin, who was a French immigrant in Poland, and he went back to Paris later in his life, and this is a piece by him called Fantasy Impromptu.
And as Teresa moves to the green space piano, Elliot Chopin, maybe the greatest composer for piano of all time.
Absolutely. I mean, the amount of music that Chopin wrote specifically for a solo piano is known by a lot of people, but he also wrote a lot for piano and orchestra as well.
Thank you.
Teresa Lee, known often as the first dreamer, playing Chopin's Fantasy Impromptu here in the green space.
That was really beautiful. We talked about having Teresa play, if she wanted to, Stephen Foster's Beautiful Dreamer, but this was really lovely. Can we give away? It feels like a happy ending for you, so that people know you're actually now an American citizen. You're married an American. You have two children. You're not going anywhere.
No, I am here to stay for sure.
And what was it like to play on the Green Space stage compared to Carnegie Hall, where you've also performed?
Oh, this is quite an honor.
What was that circumstance that you played Carnegie Hall? When was it?
I won a competition a few years ago, and I was at Manhattan School of Music, and one of the prizes was to perform live at Carnegie Hall.
And of all the talk lately of the president rescinding DACA and having President Obama initially pass it, has it just been confusing for the people you're working with?
And we have 15 seconds
to answer that question.
Is it confusing for people?
Yeah, for the rich.
Yes, work. Well, you know, Trump is a wild card, as we all know. We just don't know what's going to come out from the White House.
And somehow we segue from Chopin to the Brian Lehrer Show closing theme. Teresa Lee, now at the Manhattan School of Music, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Elliot Forrest, the afternoon host on WQXR. Brian Lehrer, live in the green space on WNYC.